So here came the Korean War. They were drafting people. And my dad said, son, what are you going to do, be drafted or enlist? I said, I don't want to be drafted, so I joined the Air Force. Was in the Air Force 4 years, and it was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I grew up in the Air Force. I really did. Got married to my wife of 50 years. We had known each other in church in Oklahoma City, but that was a great experience for me. I grew up when I was in the Air Force.
And her name?
Joan. Joan Hester. Her dad was a Marine colonel, spent the entire Second World War in a Japanese concentration camp in Hokkaido, Japan.
Where were you married?
In Oklahoma City. We met each other in church.
Which church was that?
I grew up in the Presbyterian Church. It was St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church on 23rd Street.
You did 4 years in the Air Force. Where were you stationed?
Cheyenne, Wyoming for 4 years. Married and had our first child there. Like I say, I really grew up. I was an enlisted man, but had basic training at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas, San Antonio. And then went to Cheyenne. And guess what they made me? Guess what they made me? Teacher. My teachers at OU and class, and they made that a guy, a teacher, after my grades. But like I say, I had completely matured and grown up by then. I taught supply procedure, which was very important. I'll give you a little brief Air Force commercial here that's true today. The thing that keeps airplanes out of the air during wartime is not being shot down. They can't find parts to fix them. Think of all the parts in an airplane. To find the part that's needed to fix the airplane, no matter where it is in the world, is quite a problem. Still is. So with the supply school in Cheyenne, there were five phases. And the first phase was catalogs, how to look up parts, what the numbers meant. The class code was a four-digit thing. And I taught phase one, which was catalogs. Phase two was warehousing and so forth. Supply was so important for the Air Force and all military organizations. My wife used to kid me when I couldn't find somebody's name in the phone book. She'd say, you're teaching how to look up parts and you can't find the name in the phone book. But I really loved teaching. It was rewarding. I got all the way up staff sergeant in 4 years, which was pretty good. And really, I could see why a lot of people stayed in, because I really enjoyed the Air Force.
It's interesting they selected you to be a teacher.
The reason they looked at my history and saw that I had some college. They didn't know it was miserable college, but I'm convinced that's the reason. After I went through supply school, they asked me, we need you to stay as an instructor.
You did 4 years there, and then you returned to Norman.
Right. Got out of the Air Force, and we moved back here to Norman and went to school.
What year would that have been?
55 or 6.
55.